1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. And then 8:21 this morning, our monthly segment with Melanie Soper, Star Relief for Pets. Talk about how smart your dog is. WGCH News Center Time 7:52 for Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. All right, let's talk about the budget. What's the latest in Hartford?
Well, leaving for Hartford after this conversation, we have a House and Senate sessions today. Not starting, but yes, starting with bills. Let's go over quickly over the budget process. As we all know, the governor presented his budget early January, in early January, to the House and the Senate in a joint meeting. And as we know, last week, appropriations passed the budget, and finance and bonding passed the revenue package. Both were passed last week. But this does not mean that this is the budget that we will be voting. And I repeat, this doesn't mean that it's the budget that we will be voting basically probably in sometime early June. First, we have to wait until the early part of May when we have a better picture of the revenue side for the 23 and 24 budget and or the first year budget. And with that, as you know, also we will be having negotiations by the senior leaders with the governor's team. And we all want a bipartisan budget. And rest assured that any budget that we will be voting on will respect our bond covenants and fiscal controls that we extended last January. And that is something to know a little better how the process works and in what stages we are right now. It's a very healthy negotiation process. Certainly, we will not get, and also, we will not get all what we want. But that is part of a negotiation. In a negotiation, you have to give something in order to obtain others. And I think that both parties are entering this process with the governor with all good intentions to have a good budget, that a biannual budget that we will be able to approve and vote in the early part of June.
Representative Arzino, from what you see, what you have seen from it, is it too early to say if you think this is a good package that's come out?
I think so. I think so. Again, we will not get all we want. Unfortunately, certainly, we would like to see money for nonprofits, for education, for higher education, for the environment. I mean, there are many bills that they have a fiscal note that probably will require negotiations, and we will do it. We will do it in good faith, both parties, and come up with a good budget, as you ask, Tony.
Okay, now what about some of the committee work you've been doing? Is that wrapping up at this point?
Committee work is wrapping up, yes. I was on environment, education, and higher education. Today we are presenting some bills on higher education. On the environment side, I believe that this year we will be voting on bills that had been coming to the floor for decades. Some people said for many, many years before I was there. And I am very optimistic that we will be passing those bills on bipartisan basis. Bills that has to do with the single use of plastic, with the polyform trays, etc. So, and in education, I think that yes, certainly we presented a good, what we believe is a good budget, but most likely will require some negotiations with the governor's team.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Hector Zeno of Greenwich, good to join you. And when we talk again in May, we'll be very, very close to the end, right?
Yes, I hope so. I hope that the governor doesn't have to call as I am learning in this process as a freshman or a newcomer, I don't think that we want special meetings.
Right. You don't want to take anything for granted, though. All right. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Representative. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a great day.
Okay. Have a good trip.
Bye-bye.